physical properties. So the properties are, first of all, they're all metals. So with metals, they tend to be harder and more brittle than the main group metals that we've seen so far. They've got higher boiling points and higher melting points. And the heat of vaporization, which relates then to the phase change as we go from liquid to the gas phase, is higher than that of the non-transition metals. The ions that form when we put a transition metal into solution will be coloured, and the complexes that form when we add groups to those metals that bind to them will also be coloured as then a coloured complex ion. Now the major difference between the transition metals and the main group metals are the transition metals have multiple available oxidation states. And so in this case here in the coloured slide you can see the different colours of one oxidation state of these metals. For some of them there is only one or two oxidation states that are common. For instance, iron typically is either iron 2+ or iron 3+, but for some of the others we have a very large